Chalgi Chagak has been selected as one of six finalists out of almost 90 applicants across the nation to be awarded at the 2016 Honoring Nations Awards presented by Harvard's Kennedy School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Chalgi Chagak will receive either high honors or an honors award. Which it will be announced during the ceremony. Ray Da is the administrator of behavioral health at the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
The team is very excited about this award. It took a lot of work for them to obtain the award.
Da says the team was asked by the Harvard Kennedy School to submit an application to their awards program, which they did last spring. After applying, a team from Honoring Nations was sent to observe the program at work this summer. Megan Hill is the director of Honoring Nations.
I think the programs that we work with are really changing the conversation, you know, talking about what works in our communities and sharing those stories, and I think just making all of us stronger for it. And, you know, these are complex issues that many of us are dealing with, and trying to figure it out together, I think, is always a positive way to go.
Da says Chalgi Chagak began around 4 years ago when the now head of the program, Rose Dominic, was exploring ways to start a culturally relevant program in their behavioral health department. Dominic could not be interviewed by KYUK for this story, since at the time this story was made, she was meeting with elders about their program and how they could include cultural values in other departments. Hill says the team is invited to be honored during a meeting in Phoenix.
On October 12th, the six programs are going to come together at the National Congress of the American Indian, and we're going to take over a morning General Assembly, and they're going to be able to share their work with the audience of tribal leaders and program managers across Indian country. And so that's sort of exciting. And after that, we'll make the awards, and three programs will receive high honors, and three will receive honors.
Hill says programs selected for high honors will receive $5,000 and those selected for honors will get $2,000, and all six programs will be featured in Smithsonian's National Museum of American Indians and in an online exhibit with Google. The Honoring Nations Awards are a part of the Harvard Project on American Indian Economic Development. Their mission is to recognize and share the stories of programs in Native American governments that take steps for self-governance in areas like education, healthcare, resource management, government policy development and reform, justice, intergovernmental relations, and economic, social, and cultural programs. It was formed in 1998. Da says for now, the Chalgi Chagak team of elders, behavioral health aides, and tribal representatives will focus on strengthening families and values in our region. He says the response has been so enthusiastic, they are barely keeping up with demand.
We have more requests for gatherings and meetings and teachings than we can manage as a unit. And I think the region has really been responsive to understanding how viable this approach is. There are always people who are asking for when Rose Dominic and her team are coming to do a gathering or coming to do a teaching or coming to spend time with them.
Chalgi Chagak began 4 years ago and is a program in YKHC's preventative services under behavioral health. It focuses on cultural values that many in the region were taught all their lives. It works to heal some of the complications caused by historical trauma and colonialism, by strengthening families, by learning from Yupik elders, prescribing healthy ways of living, developing curriculums, and responding to tragic events in the region. Their activities include talking circles, healing ceremonies, traditional dancing, prayer circles, craft and toolmaking, storytelling, teaching values and ancestral wisdom and knowledge, and subsistence activities, all of this with the guidance from our elders. YKHC will send a team of representatives to receive the award on October 12th in Phoenix, Arizona. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.